Let's take a trip back in time. Let's rewind the clock this afternoon. Let's go back to September of 1991, almost 32 years ago. Now that I'm thinking about it, those were much easier, arguably even better times back then. There were no cell phones. There was no constant communication. The internet was in its infancy. Popular songs in 1991 was Good Vibrations by Marky Mark before he was known as Mark Wahlberg. Motown Philly by Boyz II Men. Top shows on television, all sitcoms. Full House, Roseanne, Home Improvement. September of 91. I was 7 years old, a second grader in private school. Back then, second grade was a big year. It was the year that teachers taught their students how to write in cursive. Fast forward 32 years later, we are not teaching cursive writing in the second grade anymore. Hell, I don't think kids in this generation even know what cursive is. They removed that from the curriculum to make room for the important stuff, like teaching young Frankie how to remove his beans. Something else happened in September of 1991 that was very monumental. It was the last time CNN averaged less than 85,000 viewers in the key 25 to 54 demo during primetime hours. Now, when it comes to TV ratings, the 25 to 54 demo, very, very important. It's critical. It is the demographic advertisers covet. They pay a hell of a lot more money if your programming can deliver this audience. 50% of my audience here on the channel falls in the 25 to 54 demo, which is the reason advertisers pay a premium to advertise on this channel. Now, typically, cable news, it attracts an older audience. The median age across the big three cable news networks, around the age of 65. A good number for cable news networks in the demo, 150,000, 200,000 viewers. Now, it's been 32 years since CNN has consistently fallen below 100,000 in the key demo. During the month of February, they missed the mark by 16,000 viewers. It was the worst performance at CNN since September 1991. Now, this should be shocking. This news should be surprising. I know it's not shocking for regular viewers of this channel, but it should at least be shocking to executives at CNN, right? But it's not. There is no panic. There is no concern. The building is literally on fire. And CNN president Chris Light is standing out front, pissing in the opposite direction. God forbid he does something to quell the flames. This afternoon, I am reading an article in the New York Times. They spoke with David Zaslav, the man responsible for hiring Chris Light and reigning king of this crumbling empire. With each passing month, CNN sets a new record low. Record low ratings in the morning, record low ratings in the afternoon, record lows in prime time. Now you would think David Zaslav would express his concern to the New York Times. But no. Concern? What is there to be concerned about? Look at the bright side, KC. With our building burning, we have a permanent fire for the grilled woke wiener. Hashtag respect the rectum. David Zaslav reiterated the confidence that he has in the leadership and direction of Chris Licht, who, by the way, I know it's pronounced Chris Licht, but unlike the shit fucks, I refuse to say the word licked when I'm talking about a grown man. The only thing Chris seems to be licking is his wounds. David Zaslav, he told the New York Times, he is encouraged by the progress he's seeing at CNN. Progress. If the goal was to sink the network to the bottom of the woke sea, I am sure he is encouraged by the progress. Last I checked, there was one goal in the cable news business: draw ratings. However, this is not the goal at CNN. Now, I'm not saying that because CNN has failed to draw respectable ratings for the last 2 years. When I say drawing ratings is not the goal at CNN, I am simply repeating the words of David Zaslav. In a recording obtained by the New York Times of a recent CNN staff meeting, David Zaslav told CNN staffers, "I am fully confident in the vision of Chris the Licker. I encourage you, my staff of shit fucks, to buy into his ideas. Let's try something new. Let's reinvent the cable news industry. Ratings be damned, damn it." Yeah. Emphasis on ratings be damned, because that is the only damn thing happening at CNN, tanking ratings. David Zaslav encouraged CNN staffers, "Let's get a lot wrong this year." Truer words have never been spoken. Now you may be wondering, KC, what are these new ideas CNN has been trying out? I haven't heard anything about it. You haven't heard about it because CNN refuses to market their programming. Follow me as I guide you down the path of the huge embarrassing failures. Now, I am familiar with this path, not because I'm a failure myself. I have just spent a lot of time covering huge embarrassing failures, so I know how they think. We all know of the biggest idea from Chris Light, moving Donnie and his wrinkled lemons from primetime to morning television. We have covered the extent of that failure extensively here on the channel. Now, the reason Chris licked Donnie from primetime to mornings was so he could revamp the primetime lineup. He had a brilliant, brilliant strategy. "Listen up, I have an idea. We are going to revolutionize primetime television. We are going to interview birthing persons that no one cares about. We are going to get all the big names, like the casually dressed Emperor of Ukraine. We're going to interview Joe Biden's husband, Jill. We are also not going to promote any of this. We are not going to inform people. We are not marketing these exclusive interviews. People will find us because we are CNN." Here's the problem with this approach, and if a dumbass like me can figure this out, then a veteran in the television industry like Chris Light, he should already know this. Television viewers are very, very habitual. For example, today is Wednesday. When we woke up this morning, my girlfriend reminded me that we had the challenge to watch tonight on Paramount Plus. She was also excited because her favorite show on Bravo comes on tonight, Vanderpump the Woke Wiener. When a show is a hit on a particular night, networks, they don't move it to a different night. Why? Because people have already formed the habit of watching it on the night it airs. Viewers of cable news, they are even more habitual than your average television viewer. Like I said earlier, average cable news viewer, 65 years old. Most older people are very regimented. I can tell you exactly what my dad is doing every hour of the day. He has a routine. He rarely deviates from it. Cable news viewers like consistency in their primetime lineup. Same host, same time slot, same format, same or similar topics. It is a very simple formula to follow. Yet for some reason, Chris Light thought changing the primetime lineup every night was going to increase ratings. It didn't. Last week, CNN was dominated in primetime by legendary shows like Homicide Hunter, The Man with No Face. This show airs on Investigation Discovery. It shares the story of Rachel Levine as he transformed from a man with no face into a woman with a face we wish we'd never seen. The big interview with Jill Biden, it was beaten by Ancient Aliens on the History Channel, a show about the family of Joe Biden and how he found out he was distant cousins with the original alien, NBA Commissioner Adam Silver. Ratings for CNN have gotten so bad, woke politicians, they are now starting to make fun of the network. Now, normally, I'm not a fan of woke comedy, but I have to give Anthony Blinken credit here. He was speaking at an event last week. There were 600 people in attendance. He said, "CNN is jealous of me right now. They would kill to have 600 viewers. Who knew our Secretary of State moonlighted as a woke comedian? Anderson Cooper is down to 500,000 viewers every night. These primetime specials, the brainchild of Chris Light, that air following Anderson Cooper, they are losing 30% of his audience. However, there was one special that exceeded his viewership, an interview with Bill Maher. Huh. I wonder why What a novel concept. You put a star on television in prime time, and he actually draws an audience. But KC, Bill Maher is not drawing ratings on Friday nights. Less than 100,000 people watch him on CNN. Yeah, that's true. You want to know why? CNN doesn't advertise him. If you look at your program guide when Bill Maher airs on CNN on Friday nights, they call it CNN Tonight. That title immediately gives viewers traumatic flashbacks of when Donnie Lemon was on in prime time. At this point, Chris Light is out of solutions. Hell, he never had any solutions to begin with. Right now, he is throwing wieners at the butt board, hoping something will fall in the crack. Just like any other struggling business, there is only one solution to solve the problems at CNN. That is, if CNN can be saved. Like I told you guys before, once an organization is infected with the woke fungus, almost impossible to eradicate it. But if there's any hope for CNN, there's only one solution. Strong leadership. In most cases, if a business is struggling, weak leadership is to blame. Just think about it. What is the identity of Chris Light? Who is he? What is his plan to save CNN? There ain't one. Chris Light lacks identity. He is a weak leader. Organizations take on the traits of their leaders. Chris Light doesn't have an identity, neither does CNN. For the past 2 months, they have been begging Charles Barkley and Gail King to save their primetime lineup. That is not going to work. For starters, Gail King, she's not drawing ratings on CBS. Last I checked, her morning show on CBS ranked dead last. And I don't think Charles Barkley wants the job. I don't think he wants the nightly commitment. If he's not fully committed, it ain't gonna work. Not to mention the fact, if the show fails, which it's destined for failure just like everything else at CNN, but once the show fails, the public perception would be that Charles Barkley failed. Why would he take that risk? It's not like he needs the money. At this point, CNN, they should just put Bomani Jones on in prime time. That way, they stop this slow, painful death. Within 60 days, the Bobo, he would have ratings so low, CNN would be dropped by every major cable and satellite provider. They would be extinct. But give me your thoughts. Primetime ratings on CNN, lowest they've been in 32 years. Chris Light has no plan. David Zaslav has no plan. Do you think CNN is on the verge of extinction? Let me know. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.